This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., the SAT, the standardized test that ruled so many of our lives for a time, is expected to get an overhaul today. After years of SAT domination, last year more high school students took the rival ACT. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports the College Board, that's the company that puts out the SAT, wants its market share back.
Testing is big business. Robert Schaefer with the advocacy group Fair Test estimates undergraduate testing and prep services brings in about $2 billion a year.
It includes books, CDs, videos, shower curtains.
Did you say shower curtains?
SAT shower curtains, yes. You can buy it for about $30.
The College Board hopes a new test, expected in 2016, will boost business. Schaefer expects the new SAT will resemble the ACT, more tangible, less esoteric. Plus, he says, the industry always welcomes new tests.
Every high school guidance counseling office and high school library is going to have to buy a new set of test prep books. It's a tremendous opportunity.
This happens as the larger market may be drying up.
Throwing chicken bones on the ground would have the same predictive power as using the standardized test.
Barmak Nasirian with the American Association of State Colleges and Universities says admission officers are increasingly skeptical about the value of these tests. 20% of schools now make testing for admission optional. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.